All right, praise the Lord on this June the 5th, Lord's Day Sunday morning. Just a beautiful day, not only to be saved, but to enjoy the things that God has created for us to enjoy. Just the beautiful sunlight, clean air. The health that we take for granted and the many blessings. Bible says He daily loads us with benefits.
Yes.
They can't even be numbered. There's so many of them. And I want to read one scripture before we get into our Sunday school lesson. This morning just come to my mind just a second ago, just the sight that I saw when I got to the church, Brother Ed and Sister Bonnie out there, close to loved ones. Yeah. And I want to read this Scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. Boy, I'm looking forward to seeing some family members. I hadn't seen for a long time. I didn't realize I was going to leave so quickly. Some of them I could see it coming. But I'm looking forward to seeing them again. I'm glad God's doing it that way.
Yeah.
I'm glad He's going to bring Him with Him. Bring Him with Him when He comes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Boy, He said, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. I'm glad it's got a promise with it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to stop right there. I'm just glad God gave us some promises.
Yes, He did.
One of the promises He gave us, He's going to bring our loved ones with Him when He comes back. Hallelujah. Boy, I've had a busy week, but it's been a good week. I want to thank the Lord for that. I haven't heard about the success of the yard sale, but I do know they had success. I did see a note about it. I don't know any details, but I think they've done pretty good at the yard sale.
Yeah.
And we're happy about that. We prayed about that they'd have success. And we put some items in there. I don't know if he's able to sell any or not, but we're glad to have some success at that. I'm excited about these young people getting to go see the ark. Amen.
Right.
All right, we'll get with our Sunday school lesson here. We finished up Genesis chapter number 3, verse number 19 was our last verse right there. And we're going to go to God in prayer before we start.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank You. Lord, we praise You, Lord, for this beautiful day. Lord, that You've given us to gather in Your house. Lord, may our thoughts be upon You today. I know, Lord, the world's chasing after the things of the world. But I pray, dear Father God, we'd be found in the house of God today, sitting at the table of the Lord, supping, Lord, with Thee, Lord, enjoying the good things of God. Reflecting, Lord, upon the great blessings and the great love and grace of God that so abundantly bestows upon us, Lord, things that can't even be bought with money, can't even afford them, and You freely give them. Bless Your children, Lord, today. Lord, we pray for being lost that come here today. I pray they'd not be able to resist the Holy Ghost of God. I pray they'd raise a white flag up and say, I surrender today.
Yes.
Oh, thank You, Lord, for that day I surrendered. I'm so thankful, Lord, that I gave all up, Lord. I claim You, Lord, as my all in all now, Lord. You supply all my needs out of Your riches and glory. You're so good. Lord, Your Word says the goodness of the Lord leads men to repentance. Led this man to repentance when somebody told me how good You'd been to me and I didn't even know about it, Lord. Still playing catch up. Bless this Sunday school lesson, Lord. Help us to teach it, Lord, as it is indeed the Word of God. Well, thank You for all You do in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. That last verse I want to reread. God is bringing judgment upon Adam. And I guess I'll read 17 down to 19. Because if I just read verse 19, I'll be leaving part of it out. The Lord speaks to Adam and He says, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake.
Right.
In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. You ever wonder why we have so many problems? Well, we started out wrong.
Yeah.
All of us did. We're all descendants of Adam.
That's right.
We're all come short. And we're all come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. None of us measure up. Only through Jesus can we measure up. I can't reach it, but through the Lord I can reach it.
That's right.
And you know, that's why God gave His Son, so we could be accepted.
Amen.
So we could be delivered from this curse here. But these problems mentioned in this verse got a lot of sorrow. I don't like to see people cry. Sometimes we bring it on ourselves.
Yeah.
The Bible says the way of transgressors is hard. But this judgment God brought upon Adam. Adam brought this judgment upon himself. But God, being a just God, He's confronting Adam about this. He didn't leave it to naught. He come to him and says, you know, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Here's another part of that curse. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. Farmers don't like thorns and thistles. They'll get out there and they'll spray and they'll dig, sweat, trying to get rid of them so they can grow the crop. That's part of that curse. God not only said, will they bring forth, but He said, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Right here, Adam is a vegetation. Is
vegetarian.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Ed. A vegetarian. He's just eating the herb of the field. He hadn't eaten any meat yet. He will. But he's eat just, you know, tomatoes, cucumbers, cabbage, lettuce, corn, green beans, all that good stuff. Adam's eating. He's eating a herb of the field. It'll probably do us some good to eat more herb, I guess.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing better than to kill a pinto bean.
Oh,
big chunk of ham in it, amen. But God says, in the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread.
Yeah.
I worked in the factory pretty much about 40 years. I can remember, boy, sweating. I can remember thinking, you know, I've got to work. I've got to provide for my family. Well, Adam didn't have to work. But because of what he did, because of his disobedience, because of him not doing what God commanded him, now he's out there, buddy, he's sweating to have the things that he needs. God said, in the sweat of thy face, thou shalt eat bread till thou return unto the ground. You know, right now I'm above the ground.
Yes, that's right.
And I, 40 days old with, I could be headed towards the ground. A lot of people don't realize the Bible says we're here today and gone tomorrow in the book of James.
Yeah.
But sometimes we're here today and gone today. There's somebody that's probably dying right now.
Yeah, that's right.
That had plans to live many years.
Mm-hmm.
And death's kind of like it. Always shows up unexpected. Always seems to find some way to find it to your door. But James here says in James chapter 4, he says verse 14, whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. See, on that calendar,
right,
we've all got plans for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. He says, well, you don't know what's on tomorrow, for what is your life? And he puts it in this perspective. It's even a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanish away.
Right.
He says, you ought to say, if the Lord will, in other words, he's including God in his plans, we shall live and do this or that. And you know, in the plans, none of us plan to die, and yet all of us are dying right now.
Yeah.
There's probably somebody shooting somebody right now. I've never seen such an epidemic of shooting.
Yes.
People that are dissatisfied, people that are discontented. We'll be preaching about that today. We preached about last Sunday morning about a child of hell, and we'll be preaching a little bit more about that this morning. I'd like to somehow get through these people that give place to the devil doing his bidding. But God says, Adam, you're going to return to the ground.
Yeah.
Right. And he said, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art. That's kind of humbling, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
And you know, the Bible tells us to humble ourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt us in due time. If you could stay humble, you'd be pretty safe. The problem is, we've got more pride than we've got humility. And humbleness is about the best thing that you could pursue. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. You need to remember, you're just dust. We don't need to think too highly of ourselves. Mm-mm. I found out, Brother Ed, the more humble I am, not only the nicer I am, but you know, the more I appreciate what I got.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, the Bible tells us that pride goes before destruction, mm-hmm. and a haughty spirit before the fall. And we're a nation that, you know, we got Gay Pride March. I wonder what that's all about. But anyway, this nation is full of pride. It is.
Yeah.
I can tell just by looking around.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it says, for dust thou art, and to the dust thou shalt return. Right. Now Adam has sinned. He had eternal life. All he had to do was not eat of this tree. But Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. Now the sentence of death has not only passed upon Adam, but it's passed upon all of us.
That's
the
right.
Bible says by one man,
yeah.
Sin entered into the world, and death by sin. In Romans chapter 5, verse 12, it says, wherefore, as by one man, that's talking about Adam, sin entered into the world.
Yes.
And death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. I've met a lot of people that don't realize they're sinners.
Right.
They think they're all right.
Yeah.
But when God shows up, they'll be like Adam and Eve. They'll go hide. They're not all right.
No.
But the wages of sin is death. And thank God that the rest of that verse, it don't stop there, Bonnie. It says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. He's my Lord. Amen.
Right.
James chapter 1, verse 15 says, sin, when it's finished, it bringeth forth death. Death is the fruit of sin. Adam, even with the sentence of death, I want to jump ahead a little bit. Genesis chapter 5. Verse 5 says that Adam lived 930 years, and notice this, and he died.
Right.
Yeah. The long suffering love, mercy of God. Oh my. Okay, we'll start at first verse now, first verse number 20. And Adam called his wife's name. Boy, the first husband named his own wife. What about that? Amen. I don't mess with my wife's name. I'll just tell you right now, I got more sense than that. I call her whatever she wants to be called. And I duck when I need to duck and run when I need to run. Amen. But Adam called his wife's name Eve. And the reason he called her Eve, that name means life giver. And because she was the mother of all living. The first wife mentioned in this verse right here is where it all started at. I didn't fall out of a tree. I didn't come up out of the sea. I'm telling you right now, I'm a descendant of Adam.
Amen.
And God made Adam, breathed in his nostrils,
yeah.
Came a living soul. And I don't know how far back. I just know one thing. If you go back far enough, you'll find out I came from Adam. Amen.
That's right.
And she's the mother of all living. When we get to thinking about motherhood, I thank God for my mother.
Right.
My, she said, she seen me and said, no more. I'm only child. But the Bible tells us in Psalms 127, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Verse 5, happy is a man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Now, that what I read right there in Psalms 127, you know, the Amish, they want a lot of children. They put them to work. I've seen them, brother. They mow the yards. They help with hang up the clothes on the line. They help with the cooking. They run errands. They do a little bit of everything. I think we've kind of dropped the ball when it comes to children. And I'll say this about this little church. This little church recognized the value of young children.
Yes.
I don't care how they act. I don't care. They can get up here. I don't care.
That's right.
I'm just glad to have them here.
Amen. That's right.
Let me tell you something, buddy. God made exceptions for me.
Yeah.
But if He can make an exception to me, I can put up with anything.
Right.
But I'm so glad to see them little ones walk in here.
Lord.
I'm glad to see little Lucy, and Serenity, and they run over and hug one another, you know, do like we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
They hug one another, you know, glad to see each other, hadn't seen each other in a while, you know, and they hug one another. And see Leroy and see, you know, Chase and Jake and Micah. All them young ones, we got James Jr. We got a lot of young people in this church. Little Landon
Thomas.
Addie, is that right, Addie?
Yeah.
Addie Thomas. I'm telling you, you can't get them in church too young.
No, that's right.
But you can't go to Walmart and get children. And God specifically put this in here. Eve was the mother of all living. Boy, thank God again for mothers. Amen. I'm telling you, my mother kissed me, hugged me, loved on me, fed me, cleaned me, straightened me. I'm telling you, more than once out, I still remember going across the street, getting one of them limbs out of that willow tree. Didn't take me too long to realize why they called it a weeping willow tree. I was weeping after I come back with that thing. But she got through my thick head. And let me know there's a direction to go in and there's a direction not to go in. And when I went in that direction not to go in, it was willow time. Amen. The mother of all living. Adam, he went out and he worked in the field. Eve worked in the house. And we're going to get to that here in just a second. But you know what? We come down to a day when it's got two guys. You know what? I ain't say it like this, but you got a guy and he's got a significant other, and I'm not going to name no names. I know they don't like it out there. But I will say this.
Okay. You can name him.
Okay. Pete Buttigieg. He got his significant other. He's the czar of transportation.
That's right.
And they put him in charge. First thing he did is took a 3-month paid maternity leave. He's a man.
Yeah.
His partner's a man. They adopted, I think, twins. And I feel sorry for those two twins being raised in that environment. That's not the will of God. That's not the plan of God.
That's
the
right.
plan of God was a husband would have a wife, and his wife would be a mother, and they could raise a family. Amen. That's about as clear as I can make it. But we've all got out of kilter on this family thing. Just because you got a home, and you got certain things in your home that don't make it a family. I'm telling you, every family ought to have a father, a mother, some kids, ought to have Lord in there. But the Lord here tending to the needs of Adam, the next verse, verse 21, the Lord said unto Adam also and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. Now, they had tried to clothe themselves, and the clothing they clothed with wasn't sufficient when God showed up. Now, this is spiritual clothing is why I'm saying this.
Yeah. Right.
The clothing they clothed with, it satisfied them just fine. But when God showed up, verse number 8, they went and hid themselves. It wasn't spiritual clothing. So the Lord here, a picture of Christ, I'm clothed with the righteousness of God's Son Jesus, not my own righteousness, but His righteousness imputed to me.
Yes.
God gave me a coat, and now, praise God, God can look upon me, and you know what? He sees the blood, and thanks to the blood, I get passed over what I deserve, and I get what I don't deserve. But God made clothing, spiritual clothing, for Adam and Eve, and God clothed them.
Mm-hmm.
And don't stand before God and not have the blood applied. Don't stand before God in your own righteousness. Paul throwed all his righteousness away. I hope I can find this scripture, because there may be somebody out there that needs this. But in Philippians chapter 3, Paul was, I mean, buddy, he was a pedigree as far as worldly or man's righteousness. He says this in verse 4. He says, well, let's read verse 3. The latter part of verse 3. He said, I have no confidence in the flesh.
Right.
Verse 4, he said, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he have whereof he might trust in the flesh, Paul said, I got more. He said, I was circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin. He said, I was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He said, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning righteousness, which is in the law, blameless. Listen to this so you'll get this. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, I'm in Philippians 3 verse 8, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. That's pretty good. He throwed it all away for Jesus. And I would to God these religiously lost people would do the same.
Yeah.
Now, all you religiously lost people out there, you want to come talk to old Brother Eddie, just show up. I'll make time.
Yeah.
It won't take me 5 minutes to show you just how lost you are.
That's right.
And good luck trying to show me I guess what you think I don't have. I'm going to preach a message sometime on knowing what you got.
That's right.
Where Colossians chapter 2 says I'm complete in Him.
That's right.
I ain't got to pick up a rattlesnake.
No.
I ain't got to speak in tongues. I ain't got to walk on the water. I'm complete in my Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ.
Right.
And I'll go ahead and give you that so you can know it. In Colossians chapter 2, I mean, I'm telling you, we have arrived. If you got the Lord, the Bible said, he that hath the Son has life, and he that hath not the Son of God has not life. The wrath of God abideth upon him.
Right.
In Colossians chapter number 2, verse 10, he said, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. It's good to know that you. What you got, amen?
Right.
I got all I need in Him. I'm talking about, I'm covered. I've got the best benefits. I got the best blessings. I got it all in Him, amen. But the Lord clothed Adam and Eve. Now the Lord here is speaking to God and the Holy Ghost. You listen to this. This is a conversation of the Trinity. The Lord said, behold the man. Now, he's not talking to Adam. He has become as one of us. You know, we got three powers of... our government has three branches of power. We got the presidential, the executive power, we got the Congress, and we got the Supreme Court. God, in many ways, like man, has three powers. You got God, the Lord. Let me see over here. 1 John, there's three, bears record in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost there.
Right.
I quoted it then.
Right.
Finally, now that's going to be the fun part here. I'm close. But there's three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. I'm right here at it. Yeah. I think it's in 1 John chapter 2. Let me go a little further. Might be 1 John chapter 4. It's 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. You can find that in 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. And the Holy Ghost. And these three are one.
That's right.
And I want you to understand, there's three, but they're one. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Right.
In John chapter 14, let me put it in this perspective. I'm a son. I'm a father, I'm a grandfather. I mean, that's the best way I know how to put it. They're all three the same. They all work together for the same. I'm just telling it. They all three represent one, and that's God.
That's right.
Jesus is a manifestation of God. God is the authority which He gave to His Son because of the sacrifice that He gave. And the Holy Spirit is the power of God. When God said, let there be light, the Holy Spirit was what produced the light. But anyway, God said, behold, a man is become as one of us. You notice that? God said, Adam has become as one of us.
Yeah.
To know good and evil. See, Adam was innocent till he became guilty of eating of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah.
Once he eaten of that tree,
yeah.
God said, now Adam knows the difference between good and evil.
Yeah.
God says, and now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever. You see, God wanted Adam to live forever.
Right.
But God wanted Adam to live forever in the plan of God, not in the plan of Adam.
Right.
I just want you to know God's got the plan. And His plan is that He gave His Son for the sins of the whole world. And as many as will receive Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God.
Right.
Even to them that believe on His name. That's in St. John chapter 1, verse 12. God wants you to go to heaven according to His plan. If you climb up some other way, you're going to be a thief and a robber. I seen Karen come back here and look like she had all kind of donuts and cakes and stuff. Oh my. Hallelujah. But you know, God wants everybody to go to heaven. But God doesn't want you to go another way. If you come up to heaven another way, you'll be a thief and a robber. You'll be cast out. You won't get to stay. So in the plan of God, which included Adam, after Adam failed, God still had Adam in His plan, and God said we need to get him out of the garden lest he eats of that and then lives forever. Can you imagine living forever in sin, Sharon?
Mm-hmm.
See, God wants to take care of Adam, but now he's already a product of sin.
Yeah.
Now he knows he's naked and he can't enjoy life. Sin's eating away at him like cancer, and the Lord's going to take care of Adam. Verse 23, therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he is taken. You see, God brought in mercy a little bit of judgment upon Adam, but God also is giving provision to Adam. He's giving him a place to, you know, we always want a garden, and he's thrown out of the Garden of Eden. So the Lord's giving him a little place where he can till the ground, raise him another garden. In the sweat of his face, he's going to go out there and plant him some tomato plants, going to go out there and plant him some corn, some green beans and taters, and you know, all that good stuff, amen?
Right.
But God in His plan, He's just making sure Adam doesn't live forever in sin. I lived in sin for 34 years. And the plan of God was for me to come out of sin.
Yeah, that's right.
By the grace of God and come into the plan of God. Bible said God doesn't want anybody to perish. He wants all to repent. All won't, but He wants them to. He's made the way that all can. All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. But all are loved in the plan of God. All can be saved by the mercy of God, but all won't. But God made provision for Adam in His plan.
Right.
And He didn't want him to live forever in sin. I feel sorry for people that want to keep going in sin. The Bible said this about Moses. Boy, Lord's helping this morning. I don't know if we're ever going to get this chapter done or not, Brother Ed. But it said this about Moses.
That's okay. Thank you, Lord.
I think it's in chapter 11 here. It says, by faith, I mean, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23,
yeah.
By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw that he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. It says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. That's kind of what I'm talking about right here.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time that Moses knew it wasn't right. The life he was living wasn't right.
Amen.
He had to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25 says, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Now here's why he made that choice. Verse 26, thank you, Lord. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
Right.
And you know what? Moses made a choice right there.
Amen.
God's helping Adam here.
Amen.
Moses said, you know what? I'm not going to live in sin. I'm going to go with the people of God. I'm going to live for God. And you know what? God saw that. God blessed him. Made him a mighty man of God. I'm telling you, he held up a staff and the waters parted and the people went across on dry land. He brought them to the promised land, a type of Christ in ways. By verse 24 says, so he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims with a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life.
Amen.
Now, that's God's making provision to keep Adam from living forever in sin.
True.
God wants Adam to live forever, just not in sin.
Right.
And Christ hasn't died yet.
No.
When Christ died, the Bible says the way was made in Hebrews there is new and living way.
Yeah.
Yep. In Hebrews chapter number 10, verse 20, well, let's read verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness, the holiest by the blood of Jesus. You see, I couldn't go in there. Only the priest could go in there.
Yep.
Verse 20, by a new and living way which He had consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. And you know, when Jesus gave His life a ransom for all at Calvary, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom.
Yes.
And that way was made. It was made through Jesus. And God didn't want Adam to go Adam's way.
No.
God wanted Adam to go God's way.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore God sent him out of the Garden of Eden. And Adam's out there saying, what just happened? Adam's out there thinking, you know, God, you know, was being mean to him. God wasn't being mean to him. God being good to him.
Yeah, right.
He don't want him to live in sin.
That's right.
Thank God for the plan of God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for the provisions of God. God clothed them, and that took care of their sin. But Christ hasn't gave His life a ransom. He did pledge to give His life.
Mm-hmm.
Back here in verse 15, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed," talking about the seed of the serpent and her seed. You know, like I said, when I preached last Sunday morning, I was preaching about a child of hell.
Yeah.
And that seed's important. There's two seeds mentioned right here.
Right.
Between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The devil, he wants to hurt you. God, he wants to bruise the head of the serpent.
Right.
And he's going to do it through Jesus. He did do it. And praise God, he confronted the devil and said, "Give me them keys, boy."
Right.
And he got the keys that Adam lost, that second Adam, took back the keys that Adam lost. And he said, "I'm he that was dead and am alive forevermore. And behold, I got the keys of death and hell."
Yeah.
But I want you to know, until that happened, Adam, he had to let God help him. And in order for God to help Adam, he drove him out. Placed him at the east of the Garden of Eden. And he placed a flaming sword to keep the way, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. That tree pictures Calvary. And thank God for God's provision.
Yes.
I'd like to go a little further in this. I'm actually preaching on the text I'm getting ready to read right here. And we have got a few minutes, and I do want to read on it. It said, "And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived." Now, this is the first time that it mentions Eve conceiving. And the first thing she said, she bare Cain and said, "I've gotten a man from the Lord."
Yes.
You can't get children at Walmart. You can adopt children. I've been adopted. Man, I got adopted in the family of God. I ain't got a bit of problem with adoption. Amen.
That's right.
Hey, I'm a son of God now. He's God the Son.
Yeah.
But I'm a son of God thanks to adoption. Amen.
Right.
But she was quick to give God glory.
Yes.
She said, "I got a man from the Lord." She didn't say, "Thank you, doctor." She didn't say nothing, but God has given me a son, and it says his name was Cain.
Right.
And again she bare, and she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the grain.
Yes.
I wonder how come they had two different occupations there. I know one was older than the other, and I don't know how much older Cain was than Abel, because it don't really give the difference or the amount of time between Cain and Abel. I just know that Cain was older than Abel. And look how distinct they are. Abel is a keeper of sheep. I'm glad I know the shepherd. Amen.
Amen.
Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Cain kind of took after his father, Adam. Adam, God said, "You're going to till the ground."
Right.
And in the sweat of your face, I believe that's what it says.
Yeah.
"In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread till thou return to the ground."
Right.
But Cain took after his father. But I wonder who Abel took after. Anybody got a clue? Think about this. Abel is the first shepherd.
Well, David was a shepherd, wasn't he?
Yeah. But Abel here, he's a keeper of sheep.
Yeah.
Now,
well, our Savior's a
keeper. Verse 21, that's true. He does. Matter of fact, he pictures Abel a lot.
Yeah.
But in verse 21, Adam also and to his wife did the Lord make coats of skins and clothe them. I don't know if I can find this verse or not, but I think it's in Proverbs. But it says, "Lambs are for thy clothing."
Mm-hmm.
And here they were clothed. I know that pictures Christ, righteousness.
Right.
But I think also it pictures lambs. I think it's Proverbs 22. I may not be able to find this verse here, looking back there. But I think it's Proverbs 22. It said, "Lambs are for thy clothing."
The first clothing that was mentioned in there was the leaves, wasn't it?
Yeah, fig leaves. That's the first religion, fig leaf religion.
Right.
Didn't last long, but that was the first one. Well, I don't know the exact verse, but it does say that lambs are for thy clothing. Any other time I'd have it rolled up to the side there. Let's see if it gives any references here. Number one. I don't see any. But I think that's the reason that Abel was the keeper of sheep, was because he saw something in that clothing of Adam and his wife, or his dad and mother, that is wearing sheepskins. And I think that called Abel, I don't know. Let's see what this here says. Abel, his name means exaltation, or that which ascends, is a type of a spirit of the spiritual man. His sacrifice, in which atoning blood was shed, Hebrews 9:22, was therefore once his confession of sin and expression of his face, the interposition of a substitute. You know, he offered a firstling of his flock. You find that down in verse 4. But not only did he keep sheep, but he offered a firstling of his flock. We've got a couple more minutes here. It says, in a process of time. That's important.
Yes.
Somebody said, where'd Cain get his wife? How long was that? How long is a process of time? You get what I'm saying here. It only mentions these two boys, but they didn't stop bearing children.
No.
Adam lived to be 930 years. But in a process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground. I'm going to guess Cain and Abel, they're probably 30s, somewhere around 30 or something like that. I don't know, they might have been older. But in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to the Lord. Now stop and think about this offering here. God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over.
Yes.
And there's no blood in a turnip. And Cain here is bringing an offering to the Lord, something that he's worked hard. And you know, our works are filthy rags. The Bible said all of our righteous filthy rags in the sight of God. Right. And God is, he's pleased with Abel's offering, but he don't accept Cain's offering. It caused all kind of problems. But verse 4 says that Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offerings. Anybody know why God had respect to that offering? Hey, Sister Tammy, good to see you.
Thank you, you too.
Does anybody know why God had respect to the offering of Abel? I mean, you can't just offer anything to God. We need to offer what the Lord wants. And Abel did offer what the Lord wanted for sin. And Cain offered not only what he wanted, but not what God wanted. He offered his own righteousness. Like, look what I've done. Yeah. Abel said, I've done nothing. I'm just offering what you've given me. But we'll stop here at verse 5. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance failed. I've seen a lot of people like that. Amen?
Amen.
We'll stop right there at verse number 5 on a Sunday school lesson.
Good lesson.
Amen.
Very good.
Hallelujah.
How are you?
All right.